Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
All right, so there you have it. That was a message that was posted by the president a few minutes ago, in fact. So you've heard it now, all about the national dialogue. We want to move on to this now. You know that we've been speaking for a while now to SASSA about the corruption and how they are cleaning up the system and sometimes affecting some recipients of grants. But they're here where 11 suspects appeared before court today on charges of a 260 million rand. Apparently, it's a fraudulent scheme that they've put together. Just to explain all of that to us is SASSA spokesperson Ntate Paseka Letsatsi. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tender, and thanks for having me.
All right. I mean, you've been hard at work at this, and so it's really great to see that some people are starting to appear before court. Just maybe give us a breakdown on what the allegations are against the 11 suspects.
The 11 suspects, if I may just explain quickly, that 9 of them are SASSA employees.
Okay.
And the 2 are private individuals.
Okay.
Who, together with these 2 private individuals, worked on the system of SASSA to upload or to process and approve people who are not supposed to be on the grant
system. So this is what we were discussing the last time, where you were saying, look, sometimes there are people who may not get their money because you are verifying these beneficiaries because there may be suspicions of fraudulent activities.
No, not true. There are individuals who would not apply for a grant, someone who's above the age of 60.
Mm.
And the reason why they don't apply for a grant is because maybe they've got their own business or they can fend for themselves.
Mm.
And I think they check these individuals, they check the trend, they go to, they are in cahoots with somebody, get the ID and apply for a grant. And when the rightful owner, when you try to go and apply maybe after a year or two,
yes,
you are told that you've been getting,
you've been receiving this grant. And so, as you're saying, you know, 9 SASSA employees, I mean, is this an ongoing investigation?
It is an ongoing investigation. Watch the space. For the next 3 weeks, starting from next week, you would see certain things happening. I won't go deeper into the details, but the net is closing on almost everybody who has been involved in this activity of defrauding the system.
And we are sitting now at an estimate of about 200 million. I mean, can you believe? Can you believe this? And obviously, as more are arrested, I suppose it'll be more money that SASSA will be able to save.
Definitely. And if you make a calculation, you'd find that if our fraud management strategy and implementation was not fast-tracked, these people would have continued to defraud the state.
We were told that, you know, leading up to their arrest, they were already threatening some of their line managers, you know, about obviously the investigations that are happening. Are they on suspension?
Yes, the labor issues which have to be followed when someone gets arrested, and I think where we are currently, all of them have been served with letters of suspension.
Okay. I don't know how the court proceedings ended today. Were they granted bail? Do you know?
No, the bail hearing, it's also going to continue tomorrow. Remember, there are 11.
Yes.
And the magistrate has to go through one individual. I mean, and it's time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Their legal reps have to make sure that they make a presentation. But at least there's a progress which was made today, because the presiding officer had to make a ruling whether this is Schedule 5 or 6.
Okay.
There was a dispute.
Yeah.
And the presiding officer made a decision that it's actually Schedule 5.
Yeah.
Which means the onus is on them to convince the court why they must be granted bail.
I so appreciate the update. Thank you so much. SASSA spokesperson Paseka Letsatsi there just giving us an update. So 11 of the suspects who are allegedly part of a scheme defrauding SASSA, 9 of them SASSA employees and the other 2 not. But tomorrow the bail hearing continues in court. And these are people who have, I suppose, duplicated people's identities and are earning money that they should not be earning. 200 million siphoned out of SASSA coffers. And I mean, this is unbelievably greedy, and of course we all know it's unethical, but it really, really is a cause for concern. But it is also good news that we are starting to see some arrests with some of this really just unbecoming behavior that we are seeing. So this is absolutely also welcome news.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.